Terrence, for those who haven't seen you play, could you define your style of play, how you view your style of play?
I guess just very consistent. Very consistent. Don't give up a lot of big plays. And I try to make as many many big plays as possible. I really don't hand my game off to anybody, but I do try to learn from pretty much every corner in the league. I mean, all the corners in the league are obviously there for a reason. So, I definitely try to learn from everybody. So, style of play is kind of a little bit of everything, a little bit physical, a little bit speed, a little bit smarts, a little bit of everything.
What were your expectations coming into the draft? Did you expect to be a first-day pick?
I really didn't think about it too much. I really want to go into it and just enjoy the moment, you know, with my family and my friends. It was a situation that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to enjoy. So, I didn't want to worry about it too much. Kind of whatever happened, happened. And the way the draft works, I mean, it's such a circus on draft day. I mean, everybody has their pre-draft boards and mock drafts and all that. But at the end of the day, when it comes time for the draft, I mean, everything kind of changes. And, you know, today was no different. So, I just wanted somebody to give me a chance, and the Patriots gave me that, and that to me is that's awesome.
What were you doing when you get called?
When I got called, I was actually just walking out of my bedroom. I actually went to go change my my parents had air conditioning on. It was a little bit cold actually, so I just went to go grab a coat, and that's when the phone rang, and I put the phone down, and it showed up as an unknown call. So I was like, that probably could be important, so I picked it up, and lo and behold, it was a picture, so I had to run downstairs and got to everybody to keep quiet so I could hear, and then I had to run outside to talk on the phone because they were all yelling and screaming at that point. So, it was very exciting.
How did you develop your speed? It seems like that would be a big part of your game.
I was always a track guy when I was a kid. I always wanted to play football as a kid, but parents felt like, I was a little bit too small for that. How moms are. Moms don't want their little babies to get hurt. You know, I'm the oldest, so they didn't want the oldest to get hurt. So, ran track, and that's something that I do. But I always try to work on speed. I mean, speed kills, and especially at this position, it's very difficult to make plays if you don't have speed. I mean, if you take a false step or anything, your speed has to be able to catch you up and take care of that mistake. So, I do all sorts of stuff, whether it be pulling tires, running extra hills, doing extra leg work. I try to get my legs as strong as humanly possible, do a lot of over speed training. I do a whole bunch of track workouts just to keep the speed up.
Terrence, you mentioned that nobody wants to get hurt, but you've had more than your share of wrist injuries at this point. Do you feel that you're past that? Do you feel you're hindered in any way, or do you think that you'll be okay heading into the training camp?
It's not an issue at all. You know, I played with it for a whole year. It's not a big deal. There's really nothing more to say than that. I mean, I've played a whole year with it, and I've proven that I can play with it. It's completely healthy. So, I'm going to go out there and training camp and see what I can do.
Terrence, you've made a big name for yourself in the return game. How much do you think your contribution on special teams made you an attractive pick for the Patriots?
I think it helped a lot. I mean, when you come in as a rookie, number one, you got to be able to play multiple positions. They don't want somebody that plays just once. So when you have multiple things that you can do, that definitely adds to your draft value. So I think that helped a lot, but it also shows my toughness too. You know, if you look at the number of plays I play on defense, I rarely come out, and then, you know, I'm still on every special teams outside of field goal. That does say a lot about you as a football player, not necessarily just an athlete. I mean, obviously you are an athlete, but you have to be a real tough guy to do that because you're playing, you know, an extra 20, 30 snaps every game than everybody else. So you got to be in extra shape and everything. So I think that definitely helped me a lot in this draft, especially with the Patriots.
You talk about being a tough guy, and you have had a lot of tackles the last couple of years. Do you like a physical style of play? Do you like mixing it up in the run game?
It's fun. I love it. It's fun. Especially, I guess, because everybody perceives me as a little guy. It's always nice to come in and, give it to the running back every once in a while and kind of show him, like, hey, I'm a little dude now, but I'm not going to back down from you. So, I mean, I like to mix it up from time to time. I mean, why not? I mean, it is football. You know, it's a contact sport. But, I definitely love it.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Terrence.
All right, thanks. Thank you, guys.